Yevam Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevam Mestabli, Daf Chaf Aleph, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Med Aleph, on the 14th line, Minayin L'Shniyos. Minayin L'Shniyos, what's the source to enact Shniyos, which is Levo Zarayas to Rabbanon? Avichuna Omer, Atoya Vois, Ha'el, Kashois Mikan, Shish L'Matimihen. Avichuna answers, that the pasuk in the Yikra Perk Yud Ches pasuk of Zion says, "Hatayevois ha'el." These abominations, meaning harsh, lashon ha'el, the lashon of harsh. This implies that there are riots which are less severe than them. Ve'elahin hashniyos em aviv em imoy eishes avi aviv ve'eishes avi imoy. These are the shniyos. A man is forbidden to his father's mother, his mother's mother, the wife of his father's father, the wife of his mother's father. Eishes ben bnoi, ve'eishes ben bitoi, eishes achi imoi, ve'eishes achi oviv, me'imoi. The wife of his son's son, the wife of his daughter's son, the wife of his mother's brother, and the wife of his father's maternal brother. Tani, Rabbi Chanin, oime, kulhoin, ein lahem hefzer, chutz me'eishes avi imoi. Chanin said in Avisa that all of these shniyos have no limit, means all generations are forbidden except for the wife of his mother's father. Akapar amal kulhoin, yesh lahem hefzer, v'akapar moisif, Aim avi imoy, aim avi aviv. Bakapa says that all of them have a limit because Bakapa added to forbid the mother of his mother's father and the mother of his father's father. If he held that there is no limit, automatically these would be forbidden. Rav Amar, Kalas Ishe, Kalas Bitoy, Yeshla Hefseg. Rav says the wife of his daughter's son has a limit. Ma Palig, what's the difference? Why does Rav not say the same about the wife of his son's son? Kalas Benoy Bimokam Ache Basa. The answer is that the wife of his son's son comes from elsewhere. She married a descendant from pure paternal lineage with more reason to forbid since sons inherit and are frequent with their fathers. This doesn't apply to the wife of his daughter's son. Rav Amar, Zera Hayetzin Emenu Asa. Rav said, seed that comes from him is forbidden to him. Amar Yesi Bei Rabun, Tam de Rav, Avom Asa B'chon Nishay Yisol, So Asura B'chon Nishay Yisol. Yesi Rabun said, according to Rav, Avram will be forbidden to all women of Esau, and Sarah is forbidden to all men of Esau. Avram HaKol, She'elim Lekeva, Minateva, Asura, Kiyotzibai, Zohar, Ishtar Asura. Rav says any relative that if the relative was female, she would be forbidden with the Raisa. If the relative is male, his wife is forbidden. Achiz Aviv, Nekeva, Asura, Achi Aviv, Zohar, Ishtar Asura. His father's sister, a female, is forbidden. His father's brother, a male, his wife is forbidden. For his father's maternal brother, the wife of his paternal brother is forbidden midraisa. Achis imoi, nekeva asura, achi imoi, zocha, ishto yasura. His mother's sister, a female, is forbidden. His mother's brother, a male, his wife is forbidden. Bas benoi, nekeva asura, benbenoi, zocha, ishto yasura. His son's daughter, a female, is forbidden. His son's son, a male, his wife is forbidden. Bas bitoi, nekeva asura, ben bitoi, zocha, ishto yasura. His daughter's daughter, a female, is forbidden. His daughter's son, a male, his wife is forbidden. Amar Yaakov Jumaya, Kamei Rabbi Yossi, Islach Aftaoti, Imoi Torah, Im Imoi Shniela, Asu, Im Aviv, Mipnei Im Imoi. Rabbi Yaakov himself said in front of Rabbi Yossi, we find a decree due to a decree means regarding Shnias. His mother is a Torah Issa, his mother's mother is a Shnia, forbidden due to her. It forbade his father's mother due to his mother's mother. Eishes benai teira, eishes ben benai shniyehi, shniela, asu eishes ben bitoi mipnei eishes ben benai. The son's wife is a teiresa, the wife of his son's son is a shniya, forbidden due to her. They forbade the wife of his daughter's son due to the wife of his son's son. Amu mitanya islach af taote eishes aviv teira, eishes avi aviv, shniela, asu eishes avi imoi mipnei eishes avi aviv. Matanya said that we find a decree due to a decree regarding Shniyos. His father's wife is a Torah Issa. The wife of his father's father is a Shniya due to her. They forbade the wife of his mother's father due to the wife of his father's father. Eshes Achi Aviv Me Aviv Torah. Eshes Achi Aviv Me Imoi Shniela. Also Eshes Achi Imoi Me Imoi Me Play Eshes Achi Aviv Me Imoi. The wife of his father's paternal brother is a Torah Issa. The wife of his father's maternal brother is a Shniya due to her. They forbade the wife of his mother's maternal brother due to the wife of his father's maternal brother. ויחונה שמה כהן מן הדור קוויה. אלבס אישו ויתר לסיגלה אף בנה, אף בס בנה ואף בס ביתר, וימה לגבי שמה. ויחונה learned all of these from the Pasuk, the Elva of a white woman and her daughter you shall not reveal, her daughter of her son and the daughter of her daughter. And the Pasuk then says, Zima. We learn the Shava of word Zima, as it says, with Ve'ish asher yikach es isha es ima zimahi. Manam atan shleshidoyuis, after manam shleshidoyuis, just like below, the descendants of his wife, the Issa is up to three generations, counting from her, means her granddaughters. Also above, it's three generations, her grandmothers. Malam atan beloisase, after manam beloisase, just like below, there's a loisase, also above, there's a loisase. Malam lamalam derech nesuin, after matam derech nesuin. It's like above, the Issa is through marriage, nesuin, means if one raped or enticed a woman, there's no Issa to marry her mother or grandmother. Also below, it's through nesuin. Malam alam besefer, after matam besefer, just like above, the punishment is sefer, death through burning. Also below, it's sefer. Malam atan asa bas zocha ke bas nekeva, after malon asa keim zocha ke im nekeva. Just like below, the daughter of a male, her son is like the daughter of a female, is her daughter. Also above, the mother of a male is like the mother of a female. Ma yislach lameima im chamav ve im chamoisei lefiya im aviv ke im chamiv lefiya im imoi ke im chamoisei. What do we learn from this? We forbid the mother of his father-in-law and the mother of his mother-in-law. His father's mother should be no less forbidden than his father-in-law's mother. His mother's mother should be no less forbidden than his mother-in-law's mother. These are not merely decrees, it's a kavachim that teaches that it's proper to forbid them. Also, eshes avi aviv miplei eim aviv. Also, eshes avi imoy miplei eim imoy. They forbade the wife of his father's father due to his father's mother. They forbade the wife of his mother's father due to his mother's mother. They're not decrees due to decrees, like what Mersanya said earlier. Lefia eshes ben benoy kibas ben ishtoy. Lefia eshes ben bitoy kibas bas ishtoy. The wife of his son's son should be no less forbidden than the daughter of his wife's son. The wife of his daughter's son should be no less forbidden than the daughter of his wife's daughter. These aren't decrees due to decrees, like Rabbi Yaakov himself said earlier. He says, Reb Chagai Koimi Rabbi Yossi, Hamas Nisa Pliga Arav, Mutu Adam Be'eshes Chogoi Va'osa Be'bitoi. Reb Chagai asked Rabbi Yossi that the Baisa argues with Rav. We said that any female relative forbidden with the Baisa, the corresponding male, his wife is forbidden. It says that one is permitted to the wife of his stepson, his wife's son from another man, and forbidden to his stepson's daughter. Is he not forbidden to his stepdaughter, means his wife's daughter? Regarding a male, his stepson, his wife is permitted. Rizvikan, quoting Rechaina, said that the wife of one's father-in-law is forbidden due to Maas Ayin, she looks like his mother-in-law. Yi Tema Teira, Hari Dovah Shunasa Ritzba Bas Ayah, Shunemal, Ve'etena Lecha, Es Beis Adonecha, Es Neshe Adonecha, Ve'cheikecha. If you say that it's a fence due to Torah law, it cannot be, because David married Ritzba Bas Ayah, who was Shaul's wife, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, and I gave you the house of your master and your master's wives in your midst. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Shnei Chogim shegadlu b'bayis echad, asurim le'nasim b'shem Maas Ayin. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said, if two stepchildren grew up together in one house, the father of one married the other one's mother, they may not marry each other due to Maas Ayin because they look like siblings. Asa uvda kami Rabbi Chanina, b'rei Rabbi Abo, ama yizboin v'asa d'lechak min lohoin. The case came in front of Rabbi Chanina, b'rei Rabbi Abo, and he said they should marry in a place where people don't know about them, that they grew up together. Once they're married, they can return to their place. So Mantanina, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Ma'ova Hazoki Menasa Ma'ova. The question is, in a Mishnah increases, in the third parak it says, Rabbi Yossi says, if the elder transgressed and married and did yibum with his son-in-law's, with his son's daughter-in-law, what did he transgress? Ova Adi Be'Sofer, the answer is he transgressed the Midrash Rabbanon. As the third Mishnah there says that Isuri Mitzvah du Chalitza, but not Yibam. Rabbi Yossi b'Shem Rabbi Abu, Rabbi Elazar Shusei Shal, Rabbi Yochanan, Ada Amma, Shniyos, Ein Lahem Hefzek. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Bo, said that Rabbi Elazar, after Rabbi Yochanan, does this Mishnah we cited earlier teach that Shniyos have no limit? It could have said if he transgressed the marriage. Rather, it said if the elder transgressed, to hint that the same applies if the grandfather married his son's daughter-in-law. Amalei b'chi shniyah l'shniyos shaninu l'shniyah l'divei toiva v'kolhoin mishum kalas b'nai. Rabbi Yochanan answered that did we learn shniyos to shniyos, we learned only shniyos to divei toiva. All of the assumes are for his son's daughter-in-law. It doesn't discuss a grandfather who married his son's daughter-in-law. Pesach b'shem Rabbi Yoinu v'yabu le'amakein ela Rabbi Laza shal Rabbi Yochanan shmoyne shniyos shaninu v'zeh ha'vaytesha. And the second version is of Chizkiya quoting Rabbi Yonah that Rabbi Ol didn't say this. Rather, he said that Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Yochanan, eight shniyos were taught, and this Mishnah in Krisus teaches a ninth, the daughter of his son. If it were the daughter-in-law of his son, there was no need to say that he transgressed. Perhaps he married her before she was a daughter-in-law. In Kulain, Mishum Kalas Benoi, Rabbi Yochanan answered, it does not discuss a grandfather. Bas Benoi is permitted, all of the assumes are for his son's daughter-in-law.